So what we're going to do now is try to understand this Gemara. It's Rav Elazar ben Roshia and Rava and Rav Nachman within the context of the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rashba, who hold that the institution of Tizanaim has absolutely nothing to do with the case. Okay? It's Mishum Shrach Truma Vod Mishum Mitzvah. Remember what the Rashba said? He said that Shrach Truma means, what's Od Misha Mitzvah? He says Shrach Truma means that a person on his own, the idea was that there's a Kiv in the Gavra of Yoshomer Truma. Okay? So therefore, Shrach Truma means even if the Chum didn't set anything up, it would be appropriate for a person who is, wanted to be a Shomer Truma to realize that it would be a good idea for him to do his Naim on Pas, in order so that he'd be able to preserve the institution. So that's before this Takana. It's simply a Kiv in the Gavra is a Shomer Truma. In Klai Yisrael, they were knowing it based upon that kiyum. But then, Ve'od Mishum Mitzvah means they were Masak in it. The Chamim came along and codified it in Ur Machayev in that type of protection of Truma. Right? That's Rach Truma. So, fine. I'm not doing the Kiyas or Kedusha or anything. Right? Totally in the world of protecting Truma. Okay. So now it says, Peros, until then, Peros is only Mishum Nikiyas. Right? That's what Rav Moshe is saying. So it means that it has absolutely nothing to do with Shrach Truma. It's all it is simply, it's Nukias. Nukias is a totally different thing, right? New thing. It's a Kiyum of Kedusha, whatever it is. They thought that was a halachic thing. Right? They thought that was a halachic Kiyum, like a mitzvah. They thought it means it's not a chiyuv, but it's still a mitzvah. It's still a kiyam, still a chikiyam. They says, no, that's not true. It's not even that. Okay, it's not even a halachikiyam, because if it were a halachikiyam, then it would be exactly the same as Tils Daim, because Tils Daim is also a halachikiyam. But now, does that mean they thought that it was, that he meant it's not chiyuv, but it's a kiyam. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a kiyam. Because you can't say that they thought that it was chiyuv b'toras perfection as opposed to b'toras danger, because then it would be the exact same thing as until time for pas. It's not any less than until time for pas. Even if it would be a different reason, if you wouldn't be nikias, but you'd be chayv to do it because of nikias, it wouldn't be any less than you chayv to do for pas because of shrach truma. So therefore, it can't mean that mitzvah here can't mean that it's a that you must do it because of Nikias, because then it wouldn't be any less than Tils Daim for Pas. So therefore, it's saying they thought, what did it mean? I mean, you're not chayev to do it, but it's a kiyam. It's a kiyam of Nikias. Okay, Tils Daim for Pas is a chayev because it's Rach Truma. But this is only a kiyam. That's what they thought, it's a kiyam of Nikias. And they answered back, Rabbi said, no, that's not what he means. He means it's nothing. It's no halachic value whatsoever. It's totally Nikias, it's totally a philosophical thing, whatever you want. Nothing, right? Nothing to do with halacha. And then Rav Nachman says, no, it's Gasei Ruach. Can't do it, it's Gasei Ruach. And the question is, why is it Gasei Ruach, and why is it Yorah? So, what's the Yorah? Because he's doing Kedusha, he's doing a Kiyos. I mean, anytime a guy's involved in the Kiyos, it's Yorah. So, in other words, within the other way of learning, that Tils Daim itself was a halachic din of Kedusha, and you're going beyond that, further in your Kedusha than Chazal set up, that's one thing. So then you could say that it has a halachic place, and what you're doing has a halachic reality as an action of Kedusha. But if you're telling me that it's totally, then Tils Daim has absolutely nothing to do with it, so now I'm washing my hands because I want to be a Naki. Because doing Kiya. So that, but there's no, like, how could that be Gasa Ruach? It has nothing to do with Gasa Ruach. I'm making up my own thing. I'm just doing Kedusha. No, how does that halachically register as having anything to do with Kedusha or Nikias or anything?
Given that it's
totally a philosophical thing, yeah. In other words, you don't see anywhere that halacha actually brought the Kedusha and Nikias into the world of Nitiyas and Ayim. So it's just his own thing. He's involved in whatever personal pursuits he's doing. But that's not, Nitiyas and Ayim has nothing to do with that. Nitiyas and Ayim has to do with Shrach Truma. How could, according to Rashi and Rashba, how could a philosophical involvement in cleanliness or in the kiyas register in the halachic world of Gasa Ruach? It's not your own personal thing. You're doing your own personal exercises. I mean, a lot of people, you work on your emotions of whatever. So that's halachically an isser of Gasa Ruach, of Yorah. I mean, it's nothing to do with halacha.
That's
Because according to Tosfos, that had to do with the halacha, because according to Tosfos, that was the halacha of until Zayin was one of Nikias, and you're extending it. So it was an action of Nikias and Nishra halachically. But according to Rashi, it has nothing to do with it. So how does it become Nura? Let's open up the area a little bit. So according to Rashi and Rashba, so what's the whole institution until Zayin? It's not doing Nikias, right? Let's do a Shmir Shtrum, right? And protecting Shmir Dora Doras. So why is it only by Pas? It's only by Pas, or to a Mashka, why is it not by Peros? Presumably because Rov Truma, like you're right now, because Rov Truma, Truma de Oraisa, I mean Peros, after all, are only Truma de Rabbanon. Right, only Truma de Rabbanon. There's no Truma de Oraisa, except on the grapes and olives, which is only the wine and the oil. But on Peros, it's not Peros. There is Truma on them. There is Truma, but it's Truma de Rabbanon. Right, so the Torah apparently, in terms of Srach Chuma, is only deemed necessary by Chazal to be mechayiv in maintaining the system of a Chuma of Nitzias Naim the Chuma for the row of Chuma, I guess, and for Peros, right? Peros also, I guess, but that was the Srach Chuma, right? That was all that was necessary, right? But let's assume I would do it. Like, let's say before the Chum came along. Right? Remember there were two stages according to Rashba? First thing is what, before they came along, it would have just been a Kiyam to protect the Truma. It would have been a Kiyam. For a person to realize that Truma is in danger, and therefore we gotta institute this, so we gotta start doing this in the Tiyas Zayim. And then the Chum formalized it. Now let's say before they formalized it. And let's say I decided, or Kla Yisrael decided, however you wanna put it. They decided, you know what we're gonna do in Tiyas Zayim on fruits. Because they'd say, look, fruits are in the Asir, it's Kohanim are going to have to do Nitzias Naim when they eat fruits as well. Because fruits are could be Truma, they're Rabbanan.
So you're
doing
Torah structure.
Yeah, Torah structure, because the Truma is the full form of the institution, and they're protecting, there's a Dekim of Shmiras Truma, and they're protecting Truma, the institution of Truma. Is that impossible? Would that be an impossible, crazy thing to do? Is that?
No.
It seems it's not impossible, right? It seems there's such a thing, a person could do that. I mean, that's Shmir's Truma, isn't it? Truma's an institution, and they made this Truma. So even though it's only Rabbanon, but still, that is part of Truma. I don't know if you'd say it's Gzera, I mean, it's part of Truma, you know? And Truma has, to protect Truma, I wanted to replicate that, which they're going to do loss of level, so it's going to be continued on forever. I mean, you could do such a thing.
It's part of the same principle that we made so, Chayiv in the first place.
Right, same principle. But what happened? But apparently the Chum didn't do that, right? Apparently the Chum didn't do that. They weren't Mechayiv in that. I mean, that might have been the Minhag. First of all, it doesn't seem like it was the Minhag like that. But a person as an individual who's going for the Kiyam of Shemir Shuma, it seems like he could have done that. But the Torah, the Rabbanon, were Mechayiv in a certain type of Shemir Shuma, right? Namely, on Rov Truma, I guess it's Pas, right? Rov Truma Doris and Pas, and Tibul Mashkam. Right? And Tibul Mashkam, because of that whole other Svar, right? Fine. But they weren't Mechayiv on Paris. Okay, so now what? So what's happening here? So what's this guy doing? So if you're going to do Nitzias Naim L'Peros, right, we're trying to just analyze Rav Nachman in his own right. No, Rav Nachman says, no tol yodav L'Peros har zemigasi erban. Okay? Forget about anyone else. That's what Rav Nachman says. So the question is, why is that Gasi Erban? Now, Nitzias Yadayim, according to Rashi and Rashba, is the only, what is Nitzias Yadayim? It's an extra Shmir Shtruma. Don't do Nikias. So forget Nikias. That's not what Rashi and Rashba hold. Rashi and Rashba hold is not doing Nikias. So now he says, no tol yodav L'Peros. So what does it sound like, Notu Yadav L'Peros? It means a guy who goes beyond, over and beyond, and wants to extend the Tilsi Daim from Pas to Peros, right? Isn't that what it sounds like? And it says, if you do that, it's Gasei Ruach. Now, what's he doing? He's saying is that Shmiras Truma is to protect Truma. Now, what am I want to do? I want to protect Truma through Peros, which is a valid idea. That's the furthest. If you really want to be the ultimate protector of Truma, you'd extend it even to the Truma Dramal. That would be the highest, the furthest extension. The problem is, and that would have been very nice, and you could have done that back then, but now the Chachamim came along, and they formalized halachically that the extent of Shmir's Truma, which Klal Yisrael is mechuyav in, is that of Pas, and Tevil Mashka. Now you, smart Alec, come along and say, listen, I it's not enough for me. I really want a garden teruma, you know, and I'm going to go all out. So he's partaking. I mean, that's a good model for an action of Yorah, because what's he doing? He's taking this institution of which is Shmiras Truma, which it really is Shmiras Truma, really is Shmiras Truma, but he's going further than the halacha sets out, and he's going beyond that because he's expressing his high level. But that's exactly, that's the Isser of Yorah. You can't do that. That's an Isser. That's Gassas Arach. That's what I'm going to say Arach. That's what I'm going to say Arach. So that's what Nachum saw. I mean, that's solid.
Yep. Okay, I think
it's the question. So the question, so what's the other side going to be? So how could you say, no, not to have long run, not to have a mission to Kiyos, and say, no, that's not a problem of Gassas Arach? I mean, apparently not everyone holds this. This is a subject to debate. What about, it's very nice in the Kiyos, but what about the Isser of Gassas Arach? Right, so Vax suggests for, could be what they thought. Okay, this is a good approach to what they thought. You could say, in other words, they thought originally that when Rav Oshia was saying, Lom Ra'ala Mishum Nikias, he meant it's a mitzvah. So it means it's a kiyum of Nikias. So it could be, Vax saying is that yeah, it's true. If I'm doing Shmiras Truma beyond the halachic extent, because I want to do Shmiras Truma, then you're right. But here, since there's a halachic kiyum of Nikias, so who's to say I'm doing Shmiras Truma? I'm doing Nikias. That's a kiyum. Those are kiyum of Nikias, halachic kiyum of Nikias. So since it's all Chim Nikias, so that's not going to be Yorah. Yorah and Shemir Shuma, I'm not doing Shemir Shuma. So if you were to say that it were a mitzvah, it was a register halachically as a Chim Nikias, so then you could say, that's why it avoids the problem of Gassarach. So maybe that's what they thought. They thought that was what Rav Oshia was saying, is that Lom Shem Nikias, so therefore you could do it. It's not going to be a problem. But then they responded back, no, not so fast. Rava says, well, no, it was not Nikias. There's no such halacha kiyam. It's not a kiyam Nikias. Like, Nikias is a very nice philosophical idea, but there's no halacha kiyam here. No halacha kiyam whatsoever. So no halacha kiyam or Nikias whatsoever. It's hard to say now because you're doing it philosophically because of Nikias, therefore you can avoid the problem of Yorah, because halachically, it has nothing to do with Nikias. Halachically, all it is an extra Shemir Shuma, which should be a din of Yorah. Should be Yorah. Ben has a good question. Why wouldn't you say, according to that, if you say that it's a kiyum of a nikiyus, but the kiyum of nikiyus is no chiyuv like that, so now a guy is just deciding to do a kiyum of nikiyus, so why wouldn't that be yora? Right? But it seems like it's different. Like, the cases of yora, which we're talking about, is where the guy's going above and beyond. He's taking nikiyah, like kedusha, and pushing it further than Chazal pushed it. Or taking Shemir Shum, pushing it further than Chazal pushed it. That seems to be like a model of yora. But to just do it, then in the kiosk, because you decide you want to do it in the kiosk, you could argue that's not a yora. But again, we're not really in the sugya, so I don't know. It's a good question. But this is the hafmin anyway. So it just it could be that's what they thought. I don't know. It's a good question. But the maskana is saying there is nothing, right? That it's totally rishas. Totally rishas means there's no halachic. Halachically, it's nothing. So if it's halachically, it's nothing. So what is it? It's Kamishmi Ashtruma. It's Shuma beyond the borders which Chazal set up. So therefore, so why isn't that Yorah? Right? Why isn't that not Yorah? That's a question I just asked. The question. So I'm saying this question. Rav Elazar ben Roshia says, well, I'm really into this time of Paris El Mishim Nikias. But the question is, what do you mean it's only Mishim Nikias? Isn't it also Shmir Ashtruma? We were saying that Shmir Ashtruma lends itself to going further. So if you want to say it's not Gatz Aruch, but it's still Shmir Ashtruma, why isn't that just Truma? So what does it mean, Ela Mishim Nikias? Only Nikias? So I think it's the question is right. So it says, Lo Amar Ela Mishim Nikias. What do you mean, Ela Mishim Nikias? It should be Srach Truma. Right? It should be Srach Truma. I'm sorry, it should be Shmiras Truma. It should be Kim Shmiras Truma. So the thing is like this. Is let's say, let's go back to before Chacham came along. Before the Chacham came along, the Rashba says that there would have been Medinu that you should do it. You should do it. And it would be a Kiyam Deraisa of Shmiras Truma. Kiyam in the Deraisa of Shmiras Truma, right? That would be a Kiyam. Now, what would the Kiyam be? The Kiyam would be whether you're going to do it by, let's say, Pas, or Tibul B'mashka, or Peros, right? There would be, let's say, though, there are three forms of that Kiyam, right? Three different forms of the way a person could have done the Shmi, the Kiyam, Shmiras Truma, right? Now the Chachamim came along and set up this chiyuv by pasa by tibul mashka. Now what the chum do? You could say two things, two ways the chum could come along. You could say that they said that prior to now that there were three ways to do shmiras truma. What they did is they said two of these are chiyuv. Because they're mechayev you in two of these types of shmiras truma. They're mechayev you in the shmiras truma of pasan, they're mechayev you in the shmiras truma of to a mashka. The shmiras truma of peros, though, is still left as optional. It's left as just the kiyum, the same way it was before. As they simply, they came in, they took this idea of shmiras truma, and they created cheschaivos by certain actions of shmiras truma. One second. Or you say that no, what they did is that shmiras truma before the chum came along was a person could do one of three options. He could figure out how he wants to do it. It would be a personal decision how you want to do it. But the chum came along and they formalized what is shmiras truma. What is shmira? We're setting up. This is the system of shmira. Because this is it, and they've defined it. Okay, they've defined it. It'd be like, and then if you want to do anything else, then you're out of the box. That's not the system. No, the Chacham came along and created a system of shmiras truma. No, it's true. Before they came along, each individual is going to decide to protect, do whatever they want. But then they came along and set up a system. Now you want to start doing something else? That says there's no reality anymore of shmiras truma because the Chachamim have already delineated what shmiras truma is. And if you want to do it by peros, it's simply nothing. That's not shmiras truma anymore. Okay. So again, did they simply for mechayev in the form of pasen to mamashka and left the other one as is, just as a kiyum of nikiyos? I'm sorry, of shmiras truma? Or they said no, they came along and redefined. They have defined and delineated now what is shmiras truma, and therefore anything outside of that is zero, zilch. Okay. So if you say the first way that they simply were mechayev in pasen to mamashka. Ah, but let's say I didn't for Peros. So Peros would still be a Kiyum of Shmiras Truma. They were Mechayiv in that, but that's still the Kiyum of Shmiras Truma. So then there'll be Yura, because you're going beyond. They were only Mechayiv in this much, and you're going further. So that's Gazaruah. But the other side, Roshio holds no. He says that one of the Chum didn't just came and say these are Chiyuv and left it as is. But they have now set up a system. They systematized the idea of Shmiras Truma. So Shmiras Truma now takes place through all of Klal Yisrael doing Pasen to build Mashke. That is Shmiras Truma. So now you want to do it for Peros? And all the Mishnah Nikias? There's nothing to do with Shmiras Truma. It's nothing. There's no reality whatsoever halachically. It's not Shmiras Truma. What is it? It's just time you want to do Nikias. You want to partake of your own kiyum of your own philosophical cleanliness. That's all it is. So it's not going to be gasaruch because it's nothing. It's rishos. It's simply a davar rishos. It has no. Once they've formalized it, it gutted it of any value. It would be like if you had, let's say, like a town, and you're trying to protect a town, like let's say Iraq or New Orleans or whatever it is. You know, a town, you're trying to protect it. So every guy who takes up a gun or whatever is going to be a guy who's involved in protection. But once you get like some sort of an agency that comes in and sets up and delegates power and it says this is our plan of guarding the city. Now, if you just go around with a gun and start doing it, that's nothing. That's not. Once there's a system in place, then you're just doing. You're ruining the order of the whole thing. So, the Rav Ozrosh is going to say is the Chachamim, they come set up a system. So they didn't, by setting up the system that negates anything which existed prior to it, because now they're making a formalized system of how it is, and everything else is nothing. Or do you say, no, they didn't make a system, they're not making a system, they're simply taking that which is Shmiras Truma beforehand, and they're simply creating Schaivas on certain aspects of it. But everything else still exists.